Under new Wisconsin legislation, people would be forbidden to smoke in their cars when a small child is present. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In this first half of our State Capitol Report, we will talk with the bill's author about how this measure would work and why it's needed, according to her. And we'll welcome your questions and your views on this. How do you feel about this bill that would ban smoking in cars when there are kids in the car, small children in the car? Is this a good way to protect the health of children, or do you think it infringes upon people's rights? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Janet Bewley, a Democratic State Senator from Ashland and the author of this bill that would ban people from smoking in the car with children present. So, good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks for being with us. Yes, Senator Bewley, why do you think Wisconsin needs this bill?
Well, you know, I think it's just sort of common sense. We've all walked through parking lots or seen people in other vehicles when we're stopped at lights. And when you see a small child who is being taken care of one way by being strapped in a car seat or a booster seat, you know that they have loving people taking care of them, yet there in the front seat are grown adults smoking. That is a concern to me, and I think that a common sense approach would be to prohibit people from smoking in such a contained space when there is a small child present.
Yeah, and talk about that. Your bill would prohibit people from smoking in their vehicles when there's a child young enough to sit in a car seat or a booster seat. So why draw the line at that age?
Well, if you look at the legislation that has been introduced in other states, the age varies. Normally, it's in the low teens. I wanted to start slow here in Wisconsin, and I wanted to use something that, a reference point, that indicates that in general, we do care for our children. We do want them to be safe. We put them in car seats and in booster seats, and we lovingly strap them in, knowing that they're going to be safe. At the very same moment, we can then think, should I be smoking in this car with this beautiful child? I think it's a good reference point. I think it is one that would correspond with a law that we have in place right now, which is the seatbelt law. And it would just be a reference point to say, this isn't about your rights as a person to smoke. This is about this child's right to have clean air and protected lungs. The other point that I want to make is that this is not what's considered primary enforcement, meaning if you're driving down the street and smoking, an officer cannot pull you over merely for that offense. It has to be when you are being pulled over for something else, like speeding, then you would be you could be issued a ticket for smoking in the vehicle. That is similar to how the seatbelt law was first enforced until 2009, when it was made primary enforcement.
Yeah, and how much are you fined if you are found guilty of this?
$25. So it's certainly nothing that is going to be, you know, it's not a very harsh penalty, but it is a demonstration that there is a law on the books that you should not smoke when small children are in the car.
Yeah. Is there clear evidence that a parent or anybody else, for that matter, smoking in a car with a small child in it is doing harm to that child?
Very, very, very strong evidence. I mean, the common sense would certainly apply, but there is very strong evidence of the effect of secondhand smoke and the effect of it in a contained vehicle like a car with its windows rolled up is extreme.
Mm. We have a variety of comments already on our Facebook page. One of them, Jeremy on Facebook, says, "Big brother seeking to improve your life." And others who are thinking, you know, hey, this is maybe going a little bit too far. What's your response to that?
I think that any time you have a right, whether it's a right to drive a car or own a firearm, there are always responsibilities that go along with it. And there are also the rights of other people that are in the same vicinity that are going along at the same time. So, yes, of course, you've got the right to own a vehicle, drive a vehicle, and an adult probably has the right to smoke, if there is such a thing as a right to smoke. But the other thing is that you are also dealing with the right of a small child to leave, to be safe. And if it clearly shows that harm is being caused to a child, I would believe that the protection and the safety of the child would be a stronger enforcement measure than the individual right of a person to smoke in a vehicle. If you want to smoke, you can smoke many, many places, but you should not be able to smoke if you are harming someone else.
So what about that slippery slope concern? First my car, next to my house?
You know, we live in a world of slippery slopes. We live in a world of laws where you don't drive 75, you drive 70. Your alcohol content is a particular measure. Above it, you are committing an offense. Below it, you're safe. This is just the way we are, and I have certainly introduced a bill that is much lower in terms of the age of the child than many people have said. Many people have said you should just go straight to 18 or 16, and I thought, well, you know, I want to be able to be, I do not want to sound like some person who wants to infringe on people's rights or grab cigarettes out of people's mouths. My stronger message is I want to protect the most vulnerable, precious infants and small children that we've got. And if while we are in committee, we are hearing testimony, make it bigger, make it an older age, I'm open to that. But I'm starting with this, again, because of that reference point of our desire to protect children.
Pat on Facebook says, I'm a liberal, and I think this bill is ridiculous. Your car is your personal space, as is your home. This won't protect kids because parents smoke in the car, then they will also smoke in their homes. Riding behind a bus or a big truck also fills the car with fumes. Are you going to ban those too?
We can't ban those things right now. I mean, that it just goes without saying. You can't, you know, we have laws already in place that monitor levels of toxic fumes. A bus can be pulled over, a car can be pulled over if they are emitting more than what is allowed. We have to have a number, a place, a point, but what the law that I am introducing is meant to do is to protect the safety and health of children. And you will always have conflicting interests in our society, and one interest has to be held to a higher standard. And to me, the safety of an infant or child is paramount to, is more important, to be very honest, than some so-called right of an adult to smoke in a vehicle.
Mark in La Crosse is with us. Hello, Mark.
Hi. I would just like to agree with the speaker. I'm fully for stopping smoking around children, whether it be in the house or in a car. And I think if you see them doing it, you should stop them right on the spot and say, hey, put them out.
All right. And Mark, you used to be a smoker, you say.
Yes, I used to smoke, but I tried to be a courteous smoker. I'd never smoke in a house or a car with a child in it. I mean, come on. We love these children. Why would you want to hurt your child?
Well, you know what? Maybe no parent really wants to hurt a child, Senator Buley, but maybe some people don't realize this is a problem.
Well, and then perhaps that is another good point of the bill. If we have a bill that basically says, you know, you can't do this because the evidence is that the child would be harmed, maybe that is just one more thing, or perhaps that's the final straw for someone who is hoping to someday choose to quit. Maybe that's the one thing that will say, all right, that's it. If I shouldn't be, or if I know now absolutely I can't smoke in the car with my children, that's just what I need to say I want to try to quit. And then we, of course, would hope that there's going to be resources to help them quit. I know that this is a very, very difficult problem, and I certainly am understanding of people that are trying to quit. I used to smoke myself, and I know how very hard it is. But I think that this is a moment that we can have this bill that actually puts it in front of people, that the health of a child and a person's so-called right to smoke, it can be right there in front of you, and you can make that decision about what it is you choose to do when you're in the car. Again, this is not primary enforcement, so you can't be pulled over, yeah. Although, like I said, I did have many people say, well, it should be a primary offense.
Let me jump in, because we have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio coming up next, and then we'll continue talking about this bill as our state capitol report continues. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. During this first half of our State Capitol Report, we are talking with Democratic State Senator Janet Bewley from Ashland, talking with her about her bill that would ban people from smoking in their cars when small children are present. And we are welcoming your questions about this legislation and your views on it, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. As we have discussed, it would prohibit people from smoking in their vehicles when there is a young child present, young enough to sit in a car seat or a booster seat. And this would be a bill that would not be primary enforcement, meaning a police officer would not pull you over because he sees you smoking with a child in the car. You would have to be pulled over for some other offense and then cited for the smoking if you were, and you would be fined $25 if you were violating this law. So what do you think of this? What questions do you have? We do have Renee on Facebook who says, I have seen cars with both parents smoking in them with small kids in the back. Their car is filled with smoke when the windows are up. I feel so sorry for these kids. They don't choose to inhale those pollutants. Some smoking parents are so self-centered that they don't even consider the damage they are doing to their children. Senator Bewley, a reaction to that?
Well, we've all seen that, and I know that, you know, we really do believe, I know that people value the health of their children and of all children, and this is just a reflection of that, a demonstration of the fact that we don't want to harm kids, and there should be something simple and minimum like the bill that I'm introducing.
Yeah, ma'am. Some are saying $25 is nothing. That's not going to stop anybody. Why just $25?
Well, again, the it is more to make the case that the decision should be made to quit. It is about the fact that this is what we as a society have determined to be a reasonable course of action, that we should say it is not allowable to smoke in a car. I'm not interested in punishing people more than making the case for the fact that it is not appropriate, it is not common sense to smoke when the child is present. And it is more about that, making that statement and making it law.
Yeah. Bernie on Facebook says, I worry about the increasing intrusiveness of this. Wouldn't education work better than punishment?
Well, education is always a good thing to do, but in the immediate moment, in that time when that child is breathing in that air, that the harm to that child, to me, is something that we need to react to immediately or as quickly as we can. And that is why I would like to make it a law, make it an offense, make it something that is a demonstration of this is not appropriate, this is not a legal action. But we should certainly continue with everything that we do to educate people about the harm of smoking.
Benjamin in Waukesha is with us. Hello, Benjamin.
Hi, how are you, Joy?
Pretty good. What do you think?
Well, I'm an ex-smoker of 25 years. I come from a family that's probably equally divided between smokers and people that are in the healthcare profession. And I think that while this law is probably good intentioned, or it's really directed at the annoyance that people see and with smokers, there's been plenty of studies of secondhand smoke that show that it's really been kind of overblown. The effect of it is not as bad on the other people around you unless you live with them for up to 30 years. Forbes just put something out about a year ago. My concern really, though, is just kind of like Bernie said, is that it's really intrusive. And if it's not a right to pull you over, it is a right to hassle you. And anyone that is a smoker that's been pulled over knows that the first thing you do is you put out a cigarette. You generally have it put out by the time the officer gets to the car. So I guess my question is that if this is up to the officer's discretion, it's really not a deterrent. It's just more of an opportunity to tack something on to a fine on someone that can't afford it. And not smoking around your kids in the car, you're still going to smoke around them in the house. It's really not going to teach them anything. So I just think that any money that's spent towards smoking prevention really should be put towards cessation and not towards passing laws and infringing on people's rights to do what they want to their bodies. And again, the secondhand smoke thing is really not as big of a deal as it's been portrayed to be. And that's just a medical fact.
Your response to that, Senator Bewley?
Well, I do know that people have different attitudes, different approaches, different opinions about secondhand smoke. However, when you take a child and put them in a car and you have adults smoking in the car with the windows rolled up, that is harmful. There is evidence that it is harmful. You can actually gauge the quality of air in a vehicle when people are smoking, and it's undisputed. Now, secondhand smoke in wider open spaces, of course, there's all kinds of there's a reason to believe it's not going to harm someone if you're smoking and you're 20 feet away. There's always that area that's going to be disputed, but a small child strapped in a car seat in a car where adults are smoking is harmful. It's pure and simple. How will this law stop that? Of course not. But we can't stop people from driving through a stop sign at an intersection in the middle of nowhere. But the stop sign is still there. You don't take the stop sign down because no one can enforce it. You put it there because you should stop when you get to an intersection. And common sense is that you follow that law. And that is more the intent of this law. It is common sense that you do not harm children. And that's the point that this law is making.
Let me go to Edna in Mathis. Hello, Edna.
Listening to your previous caller, I have to take exception with him. I lived with two parents who smoked all their lives. I have never, ever in my life ever smoked a cigarette. And yet when I went in for a chest x-ray John's aid, they said that I had scarring. The doctor actually told me I should quit smoking because I had scarring and shadowing on my lung like I was smoking. So it does show up, and I have never smoked. To this day, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, and there still is some shadowing there like I have.
Thank you for your testimonial, Edna. And you can respond to that, Senator Bewley, but I also, our previous caller also wanted to ask, what about e-cigarettes? Is that going to be included?
Right now, e-cigarettes are not included. E-cigarettes are not, it's a shadowy area, and there are, there's discussion of legislation that would define exactly what e-cigarettes or vaping is. Is it smoking or is it not? That would have to be handled by separate legislation.
Yeah. Well, you are, I know, looking for co-sponsors this week. How has the response been so far?
We have bipartisan support, people from both sides of the aisle, but I do want to go back, and I just want to remind people that just about everything that we choose to do in society could be interpreted as an infringement on my personal rights. we are constantly making choices about what rights supersede others' rights. You have the right to walk unimpeded down the street, but you don't have the right to bump into people forcefully and harm them. And so there's always the opportunity to say what right or whose rights are more important. That happens constantly. And we use common sense, we use compassion, and we use reason to determine what whose rights are should prevail. And in this case, I believe the right of a small child to stay healthy is paramount.
Yeah, and in our last 30 seconds, are you optimistic that the Republican-controlled legislature will be warm to this bill?
Well, I have not heard anyone directly tell me that they do not like the bill, but I have not heard that anyone would say, Republican or Democrat, that they expect to see it come to the floor. That's more a matter of the people of the state. If they like the bill, I would hope that they would let their legislator know that they want this bill passed. That's the most important thing that could be done in order for this bill to see its way to the floor.
Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Janet Bewley, Democratic State Senator from Ashland and author of a bill that would ban people from smoking in the car with small children present. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network.